The ordinance, unanimously passed by the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners, prohibits discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression in places of public accommodation, such as hotels and restaurants, and employment. Currently, any discriminatory complaints would be routed to the town attorney for processing or guidance. Any person or business found guilty of violating the ordinance would be charged with a Class 3 misdemeanor and fined $500 each day that they are not in compliance. Since the ordinance went into effect in January, Hillsborough Mayor Jan Weaver said town staff haven't received any complaints. However, they are reassessing how such offenses should be punishable.
Equality NC asked that we make it non-criminal, and so that we make it a civil complaint rather than a criminal one, in an effort, you know, here in this era of trying to get fewer people caught up in the legal system, you know, here's an opportunity to be true to that.
Current penalties also apply to discrimination against people based on race, color, ancestry, marital status, pregnancy, religious belief, or disability. Hillsborough, alongside the other Orange County municipalities, passed its non-discrimination ordinance after a key provision of House Bill 142 expired, restoring the authority of local governments in North Carolina to adopt ordinances protecting LGBTQ residents from discrimination. House Bill 142 was the North Carolina legislation that replaced the anti-LGBTQ House Bill 2 in 2017. While the town does have penalties listed for violating its ordinance, it does not have an existing department or system to manage enforcement. At the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners' latest meeting, Weaver said a process of enforcement must be developed.
Our town attorney has had some preliminary conversations with the county attorney about possibly partnering with the county to process these through the Human Relations Commission, which is what many other local governments are doing, but of course Hillsborough does not have our own Human Relations Commission.
While conversations are ongoing, Weaver said staff are feeling positive about a county partnership, especially as more North Carolina cities follow in the town's footsteps. Hillsborough is just one of 13 North Carolina local governments that have passed non-discrimination ordinances since the beginning of the year.
The recent adoptions by Wake County and, I believe, the city of Raleigh, then that means that over a third of North Carolinians are now covered by these NDOs, and that's pretty powerful. It'd be great to have a statewide one, but step by step at the local level is certainly better than not.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.